Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
Afternoon.
Sorry.
No, don't apologise.
Oh, so gutted.
It was a belter, wasn't it?
It was a belter. You can't recreate that. Not within 24 hours.
This is going to be shit.
However, there's a little, what's the word?
Silver lining?
Go on. Go on then. What silver lining?
Oh, I was trying to fill in the blanks of your sentence. No. There's no silver lining for me.
Where's little JB?
Well, the listeners will have missed this. He promised he wouldn't be grumpy again because he was grumpy yesterday.
Really grumpy.
Really bad attitude. Snappy.
Rolling his eyes at my questions.
Yeah. Rude. But then he did promise that
sexy.
He would never do it again. Well, yeah, of course. That's by the by.
Where is he? He's 22. Give him some slack.
Yeah, he's a young kid coming up in the world. Are we gonna just talk about the same things as yesterday?
No, I don't know. Luke Harris has joined.
Hey. Know his name now. Do two pods every time.
Honestly, I came off last night going, that was a super episode. Super duper. And then I sat down to edit the story and was like, oh, fuck.
Oh, shit. Oh, well.
Do you know what I want to focus on? A little bit.
Go on.
Basically, could everyone record remotely? And then the response, I'll try.
I didn't like it. I'm glad you said something. You know, it's never, of course, sure, ever. It's just crazy. Oh, yeah, I want to ask him about that. Is he letting it all go to his head?
Oh, God, I do hope not. Like I said last night, where's the bloody cloth cap and the pipe, dude?
Yeah. Well, hopefully he is here.
Here he is. The actual linchpin of the pod.
Hello. How is everybody?
All right, how are you? Sorry, John, about not recording last night.
Probably for the better, to be honest.
Oh, it was an absolute corker.
I thought it was so spicy.
Yeah, it was. But that's past us now. We're not in that era anymore.
Oh yeah,
anymore.
What was your little promise last night?
Yeah, I said we're no more moody episodes, so that's it. No more.
Brilliant. I felt really sad after the pod, like straight away my immediate feeling was sadness.
Why?
I was really happy with the episode, but I felt you were really down. I nearly messaged you going, is everything okay?
Yeah, we're all good. We just had a little blip, football blip, but we're fine now. We're all back to
normal.
How's
it changed?
I don't know. There's no good being negative, is there? Got to try and be as positive as possible. And that's what we're here to do. So
perfect.
No more bad blips unless, you know.
We lose to Carlisle 2-1.
Are we going to talk about Paris or it's only a... Got the t-shirt.
Luke Harris has come in. He's 18 years old, born in 2005. Yeah, which is ridiculous. Described as the Wales manager, Rob Page is the future of Welsh football. Got four professional appearances for Fulham. Came on at the Etihad away. That's it. Really? That's all we've got to go on. Goal scorer. So,
some Fulham fans on Twitter were saying you've got some player.
Yeah. Luke, what am I talking about? Alex, who came on the pod, Fulham fan. Yeah, he said, great signing.
Yeah. I think it is one to be excited by, but he needs a little bit of backup around him. And he definitely will. There will be more signings coming in this summer.
Is that an exclusive?
This summer? Why guaranteed? Do I keep saying this summer? I don't know why I keep saying this summer. January.
Yeah, is that guaranteed?
Well, it has to be, else we will probably go down.
Is it guaranteed? Are you telling us some news?
Right, if you said to us, guys, yeah, I know stuff. Yeah. No biggie.
Yeah, but I don't.
Everyone knows you do.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't. Everyone thinks I do. I don't.
Then why would you say I guarantee?
Because Kevin Nicholson came out in his interview today and said there is going to be more signings this summer. This, shut up about the summer, you little idiot, John. This January.
But going forward, John, if you know, you can say to us, I know. I'm not telling
but
you.
But I don't know.
No, but if going forward, if you do hear stuff, you can go, yeah, I know, and I'm not telling you.
Okay. I'll do that, but I probably
won't.
So
can you just be honest and tell us you know?
But I don't. I don't know. I don't know who. I just know people will be coming in because Kevin Nicholson said so.
What about your brother?
Your brother must tell you bits and bobs.
You must talk to your brother all the time about who's coming, who's going.
Yeah. As I said, you love a whiskey at Nan's. It all comes spilling out.
Only on Christmas Day.
Did you get any Christmas presents of knowledge?
Yeah, I actually got quite a few books.
Oh, obviously I didn't mean that. Right, okay, it's going to be like this. Let's play then. Let's play, boy.
What did you mean then?
You want to go down this road? We'll go down this road then.
No, if you're asking me, did my brother tell me anything on Christmas Day? No, obviously he didn't. He did have quite a bit of Advocat.
Oh, well. You're a slippery customer, John.
You really
Why am I
are.
Slippery? I don't think I am.
Sleaze bag.
Right, well, that's just horrible. Take that back.
I take that back. I got really carried away. Sorry, John.
It's all right, no stress.
Your dad must know stuff.
Yeah.
No. In fact, if my brother was to tell my dad, he'd say, I don't want to know. Ruins a surprise. When a signing announcement comes up, he'd be like, oh, I already know. Whereas he
likes
the little...
You still get, it's not like Game of Thrones. You still get the same info, just a bit earlier.
Yeah, exactly. But you get it spot, like, you know, you get it spot for you. If I explained to you the ending of a film rather than watching it, what would you prefer?
It's not, because you don't know the end of the film. You don't know how they're going to play. That's the film. Tell me the main character of the film. I wouldn't mind. George Clooney's in it. Brilliant. I'll watch it.
John, can you paint a picture of the beer family at dinner when your brother is right in the heart of Exeter City Football Club and what's going on and the stress and it's January transfer window and you're sat with your mum, your dad, your brother and none of this is mentioned. No one mentions transfers. No, it's absolute bollocks.
I've never ever heard you talk about anything for more than 10 minutes and Exeter doesn't come up.
That's a lie.
To be fair, he's on an Exeter pod.
First of all, I spent two entire
Exeter
days
or Willys.
You.
Yes, and it was Exeter or Willys.
No, it wasn't. That is
it
a lie.
Was.
You know I'm more intellectual than that. I can hold a conversation. Right, in answer to David's question, we sit down. For example, last night we, my mum's not very well. She wasn't very well yesterday, so she was like, I'm going to bed.
Yeah,
so me, my dad, my brother were like, oh God, what are we going to do to eat? So we thought, right, we'll get the takeaway. Bang.
Boys' time.
Got a little bit of takeaway.
Right. What are we going to do to eat? Mum's not about.
Yeah.
It's old school, that.
Yeah.
It's a little bit sexist. That,
no, dad can cook. He just didn't feel like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're like, right, let's... No. They share cooking responsibilities, actually. Dad makes a smashing pasta bake. Anyway.
What, every other night?
One dish.
We sit down, and for example, last night, no...
Really? Are you serious? No football chat?
We're talking about the darts, actually. Couldn't wait to watch the darts.
Really? Is that because Luke Harris has joined, and so we're a little bit more chilled?
We did speak about Luke Harris briefly because it was right after we recorded the pod, but not like not in any great length.
Fuck, I'm not recording.
Are you not?
No,
I'm...
Well, luckily, are you recording, John?
I'm not.
Did you just try?
You're not recording your end.
Nah, I've got Audacity open, but I haven't clicked record.
I made a bold statement at the start of this ep.
Yeah.
What?
It was.
The fame's gone to your head.
No, it hasn't. That's absolutely ridiculous. I'm not famous in any way, shape, or form.
A little bit.
A little bit, mate.
Not really.
A little bit. Of course you are.
Not really. Anyway, so we sat down, had our tea. Luke Harris for about 30 seconds. I think we actually spoke about his interview. That was it. Then spoke about the darts, finished tea. Then we just watched the darts. And then you're not talking about football then.
Okay, fair enough. I want to rewind to the day, or maybe the next day after Exeter lose at Reading, when you're feeling really down. Your dad hasn't spoken in the car. Your brother's feeling the strain. What goes on around the table there?
Not a lot. We're very good at, like, when we know no one wants to talk about football. And if someone does mention football, even if it's not Exeter City related, it's shut up, something else.
But someone actually says the word shut up.
Yeah. I've been told to shut up many a time.
Act it out for me. How does that go?
So I'll be like, well, at least Reece Cole wasn't that bad. Shut up. Shut up. We're having tea. We're not talking about football.
Here's some pasta bake.
I worry that our listeners will go, this is bollocks.
Yeah, because I'm thinking it.
You've asked me to...
I just worry people go, John's not being real here.
I have to speak about... Put it this way. I've got to speak about Exeter City, let's say twice a week, if that's how many times I record on average.
Well, seven soon.
Yeah.
10 a.m.
My brother has to then speak about Exeter City all day, every day in emails. The last thing either of us want to do when you come down for tea is go, oh, do you want to talk about Exeter City again? No, we don't.
Any question, if either of you go, how was your day? Then Exeter comes up. What is there left?
No. So my brother works elsewhere as well, does another job. And yeah, that's it really. But he's got a life. We talk about video games. We're both very into certain video games. One video game that we both like. It's called Baldur's Gate on the computer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good game. Yeah.
Game of the year, actually, not just a good game.
Sorry, apologies.
So yeah, talk about that. And by the time that we've spoken about everything we want to talk about, maybe a few TikToks we've seen, it's about time everyone goes to bed, really.
It feels too rehearsed. I feel like you get around the table and you go, right, if David asks you this, you say this.
Well, then you know what I'm talking around the table, so it doesn't really matter, does it?
Oh, so that does happen.
Well, no, but if that was the case, if I was to sit there and rehearse my answers, that's what we'd be talking around the dinner table. So either way, you've got your answer.
You understand why I'm asking these difficult questions.
And they're not difficult, and I don't know why.
Well, I'm imagining...
Disagree with the fact they're difficult and say you're bloody difficult.
I'm not difficult. Do you think those are difficult questions? I've had to speak on BBC Radio Devon about why Gary Caldwell should have a job. That's harder than talking about, do I understand the nature of David's question?
Right, you understand why I'm asking these questions, because I think there'll be a large percentage of the listeners going, he's pulling the wool over my fucking eyes.
Yeah.
Well, if that's what they want to think, that's what they can think. But I am speaking the honest truth.
Look at me without... Do you know any of the signings coming in? He knows! That's all I wanted!
He knows!
You rascal! You flipping rascal, boy!
I do not know any of the signings. I don't. I genuinely don't know any of the signings. I just laughed because I didn't think that's what you're going to ask me down the barrel of the lens.
What do you believe, John? I'm now starting to believe him.
Yeah, I kind of believed it then.
I'd say me and my dad know the same, which is very, very little. And my brother knows a lot.
But not nothing.
Well, for example, I will hear things, like, but not necessarily directly from my brother. I go to a boardroom, whatever, like we're away or at home. I hear conversations, but nothing ever about signings. That would never, ever be spoken around at the table. It'd be more about, like, how have our performances recently impacted gates and stuff like that. That kind of stuff.
Can you say what you've said to us about if leaks come out about certain players and how that might affect?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, leaks that definitely cost us transfers, 100%.
And do fans know that? Do people on social media know that? Like,
I don't know if they're fully aware, but I know, you know, I've heard, not, and this is not actually from anyone at the club, but I have heard that those leaks can cost us signings.
How does it cost signings? What happens?
So, for example, say somebody comes down to the training ground and somebody leaks it. Someone says X player's at the training ground. Another club might see that and go, oh shit, we're after this player. Let's offer them double. Bang. Drive up.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't even know if that's happened, but that is an example of how a leak could affect.
By you being honest on the pod and saying, yes, I do know so-and-so's coming, could cost us.
Yeah, hugely. I don't know, but I doubt anybody from...
So you are just saying it then? Because he's just bamboozled you, hasn't he?
What?
David.
No. What do you mean? No, you're bamboozling me because I don't know what you're asking me.
He just said if you were honest on the podcast and told us you did know, could that potentially
No,
leave?
If I did know and told you, it would cost us a signing, yes. But I don't... That's why I'm not...
Even if you didn't say who it was?
If I was to go, oh, we're signing X in X, like this position...
No. If you were just to say, yeah, I know who we're getting him.
No, that wouldn't cost us. But I don't know, so I'm not going to lie to you. I'm never going to lie on the pod. I don't know. But there's definitely... I've read articles from teams in the past who've had a leak from a player, and they've been like... They've had the photos of the player on, like, T-shirt, scarf, sign in the paper, bang. They've gone and signed for another team.
No, who? Who?
I can't remember.
They've suddenly been offered more money and they go, got to go with
that. Someone's gone, oh,
there's
shit.
There's no loyalty.
We didn't realise that this deal was that close. We're going to go and offer them... We're going to now have to offer them, like, double, which is obviously something that footballers can't turn down.
Yeah.
And then...
So, it's certain people that leak stuff on social media and whatnot, they could be causing other fans problems.
I mean, I don't have any record or proof or anything like that has happened with us, but, you know, I am confident and certain it's happened to other teams, definitely.
Mm.
Especially, like, the lower down the pyramid you go. So, for example, for, like, conference sides, if they're offering not as much as a team in the division above can offer, they'll go, bang, all right, come play for us.
It's terrible. So if you leak about your own team, you could be doing your own team some serious disharm. Do some teams ever purposely leak signings, people they're thinking about signing to see the fan reaction?
Ooh, the question master.
I think if there was ever a football club that were leaking...
I'm trying to get that to stick.
...who they wanted to sign, as a tester for how the reaction was, you would be running the club very poorly. You should want to sign a player because you... believe that player can come in and make a difference.
I'd go Fabrizio Romano. Just leak that we're signing Ronaldo. Just say we might be signing Ronaldo. Let's see. And then if it all gets poo-pooed, we're not signing.
That'd be a mental way to run a football team, but yeah, that's
how I'd do it, boy.
Okay, here's another question. Good one, this.
Love this.
Oh my God.
How high up the pyramid have you got to go for Fabrizio Romano to start talking about Exeter?
He did a post on Ipswich, didn't he? So maybe Championship?
He did. That was a Premier League player, though.
Yeah, a Prem player coming to you in the Championship.
Should we try and get hold of him?
I can get hold of him.
What did you say?
I can get hold of him.
Fabrizio Romano?
Yes, I can.
Why has he got a lisp?
I don't know, he doesn't actually have a lisp.
No, you can't.
Can.
How?
I know how he can.
Don't worry about it. But I can.
Hang on. You're lying now. Yeah? You're not giving information now.
Yeah, tables have turned.
Hang
how
on
do
a
you
minute.
Know him? What's his number?
I can get a message out to him, whether he replies or not, but I know he will definitely see it. So if you want to do something with that.
Get him on the pod.
Judith Romano?
Who the hell was Judith Romano?
His sister.
Is it?
No, I don't know. How did you get it to him?
They've gone from Fabrizio to Judith in one sibling.
No, she's older. Yeah. Judith. Oh,
yeah, of course.
That's amazing, Alfie.
Would you like that?
Well, get him on the pod.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'd say. I think I'd just stare at him.
You'd have to pay loads of money, probably.
You have to pay to get him on?
I don't know, probably, yeah.
Nah, he'll do it. He's a big fan of Afterlife. He'll do it.
Is he? Back to Fabrizio, but Total Barca sent a message to us.
Followed me as well.
Lovely little mention on the podcast on Friday. I hope they don't mind me reading this out. This is a private direct message, is it?
Yeah, unless there's something damning in it.
Yeah, okay. Lovely little mention on the podcast on Friday. A Barca extra connection sounds perfect. We'll send you our brightest young youngsters on loan, and in return, all we ask for is a picture of John's knob. Once a month, every time from a slightly different angle.
I'd say that's slightly damning.
That is slightly damning. There's no way they've
unsolicited news.
They have sent that.
They haven't.
Okay. I said deal.
You can't say deal on my behalf.
And I sent them. Already sent, boy.
That is quite damning, actually.
Yeah, right, I won't put that out.
They're just having a laugh. I think they sent that to be read out on the pod.
Well,
I'll leave that. I'll blank it out. I'll leave that the bits either side in, and if they're happy for it, I'll read it out on the next one again.
Yeah, John, would you?
No.
Wait.
No, I would not. Would I send pictures of my penis for the best Barcelona's bright stars? No, I would not. That's probably illegal,
it's a great
actually.
Question.
I know.
Hang on a minute. If you had like a tidy little midfielder.
No. Oh, God, I'm glad you said midfielder.
Can we go back to Fabrizio? Can you say how you've got a possible connection there?
Yes.
Oh, now look, he's being all defensive and looking down.
I'm not, John.
Camera.
I'm just thinking.
Oh, whatever I'm defensive, apparently, or not answering the question. No, get it out.
Couple of friends. I've got one who I know works with him professionally. One who knows him.
Do you want to hear my new bit of information? Mm-hmm. I've got a friend who's become very good friends with Frank Lampard.
Okay.
Very good friends.
How good?
Very good. Going out for drinks.
Where? In London? Wherever?
Very good friends.
Valencia.
They're going out. A boy or a girl?
Oh, boy.
A boy. One of the boys.
Lovely. It's lovely. It's lovely to know.
That's so cool. That's so cool.
Apparently a lovely, lovely, lovely man.
Doesn't surprise me. I've actually heard that as well, that he's really nice.
I've not heard any stories about Frank Lampard, so I'll be the judge.
Get him on, David.
Well, be nice, wouldn't it? No, it'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I also know someone who knows John Terry very, very well.
What is this bloody Chelsea reunion club?
Is your friend Didier Drogba?
Jose Mourinho.
Yeah.
We could do a Terry. Imagine this. Terry, Lampard, us three, just chatting about the good old days.
Yeah. Yeah. Bathing together. Fuck the football.
Yeah. The knob stories would be...
Oh, they would be unreal.
Off the scale.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this could be good.
I can't believe you know Fabrizio.
Oh, don't.
Can I ask other questions?
Of course you can.
How well is he doing professionally?
Fabrizio?
Yeah.
I have heard through the grapevine very, very well.
How? How is he? How? How does he get the inside goss? How? How has he
that's,
got
and
to
I
where
asked
he is?
That, I asked that question and I am none the wiser. How did it start?
Mm.
Why him?
Magicians never tell, do they? That's the problem. Never tell. Mm. Never tell their secrets.
It must just be an amazing phone book, but I do wonder how he started. Got to be a great pod finding all that out.
Mm.
I don't think he'd. I genuinely don't think he'd say. There's definitely people that have tried to get out of him.
I'd like to know his career path, though.
Wasn't he always just a journalist?
Yeah, I know, but what? And then just became then friends just... with. Someone who then...
I guess he
someone.
Saw a gap in the market where like people wanted to know transfer news early. So he thought, right, I'll be that.
John, do you think Colonel Trandy could get anywhere near Fabrizio
Romano?
No.
No. No. I don't think there's much of a demand for lower league signings as there is for... If he started doing it on like Premier League stuff, maybe not as big, but big.
How high can he go in terms of his knowledge? Could he go Championship or is it League One and below?
What, Colonel Trandy?
Yeah, as in like inside knowledge.
Oh, no, I don't think Colonel Trandy does have inside knowledge, does he? I think he just is a very good researcher.
Oh.
Yeah, he just goes around the forums.
Fair enough, though.
Yeah, that's
dedication.
Yeah.
Colonel Trandy sent me a message. He said, I'm storing up info and facts, plus Luke Harris facts to come.
Oh, wow.
He's got great facts. That's the one thing that would set him apart. I don't think Fabrizio Romano would know how many tennis balls can go around Piergianni's leg. That is the kind of knowledge that he brings.
I think Colonel could really find a niche there.
A little niche. Yeah. I think so. Yeah. So, John, are you ever, if you hear of anything, are you ever going to tell me and Alfie in the WhatsApp? Do you trust us not to say anything?
I trust you not to say anything. I wouldn't tell you anything. Nothing about incomings anyway. I would never say, if I ever knew anything, I'd never tell you, oh, this is who coming in.
Why?
Because I just don't, I wouldn't want to take that chance. Not that I ever know, but if I did know, I wouldn't
How
want to take
it
the
get
chance
out?
On. I don't know. One of you guys could be friends with the paper. I don't know.
Oh, you absolute
sleazebag.
Yeah. You think that we would go to the papers?
I don't know. I don't know anymore. You can't trust anyone these days.
John, who am I going to tell?
Don't know.
Who, and I mean this very respectfully, I don't really know many people from around here who I'd bring that up to and they'd go, what? You're joking. Yeah,
that's not the point.
Barry Fennell?
The point is I don't know.
Fucking Barry Fennell's joining on loan, is he?
I don't know.
But you have known in the past.
Tell us next time, see what happens.
What is David typing?
I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm going back to our WhatsApp when Luke Harris was announced, just to see how early. Interesting.
Yeah, if you look at the text, I sent it at 2:54, I would imagine. Something like that.
So officially it went out at 5 on Twitter. You sent a WhatsApp at 4:54.
Oh yeah, 4:54. Yeah. So once the 5-minute marker came out to say that someone was going to be signed, I said it's probably Luke Harris.
Nope, you said it 6 minutes before it came out.
Yeah, I said it's probably Luke Harris.
So what's this 5-minute marker about then?
the club had put out a tweet with 5 minutes to go saying first signing of the January transfer window, and I said that's probably Luke Harris.
How'd you know?
We were after him in the summer. Put two and two together.
Hey, I put two and two together, and you rolled your eyes.
No, you said, show me to read out your text.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Your text was...
I do not like the game of let's read out
the here we go.
Go on. Hit me with it. Come on.
Where the hell is it?
This is a very toxic game. I want no part
how
of
far,
it.
Do you mean this one? I knew it. I bloody knew it. And you knew it too.
Flipping hell, this is Spy City.
Oh, that's the one, yeah. Yeah, there you go. It's because it was below the Zoom, the link, sorry, this Twitter link.
How did you know, David?
I put two and two together.
No, you didn't.
Was the two and the two?
The two was he was meant to come.
No, yesterday you said it was about Trevitt.
Yeah, I said the two was he was meant to come.
They're not even playing the same position. Do you want to hear the
answer? Hello? Do you want to hear the answer? Hello? He was meant to come in the summer. It fell down at the last second. Ryan Trevitt's injured. Two and two together make Luke Harris.
They don't play in the same position.
No, but people think they do. It's all over X-Web.
Okay, but they don't play in the same position. So putting those two and two together is wrong.
But you said you put two and two together. So what was your
two and two?
Yeah, I put
two and two together. We wanted them in the summer.
Yeah.
We just announced the signing with 5 minutes to go. Bang. It's Luke Harris.
I think your second two isn't... That's not a two. Your second two is not a two.
All right.
Do you know what your two and two was, John?
Go on.
The signing fell through. Someone told me 5 minutes before.
No. No, that's not the case.
No, that's not the case.
Honestly, I...
Oh, he's unplugged his mic. Have that. Have that. Luke Harris, signing number one.
Interlude.
Well. Ooh, yummy. Yummy, yummy.
Big game on Saturday.
Yes.
Big game on Saturday.
What does the game on Saturday mean?
Means a lot. Means a lot. It's like Kevin said in his interview. It's he doesn't like the term must win because it's sort of like a cliche kind of thing to make football fans be like, oh, come on. Go to the game, blah, blah, blah. But every game's a must win right now.
Have you had a look at Kevin, Alfie?
I haven't. Who's that?
Time to look at Kevin.
Kevin Nicholson. Type him in on Google. Have a little look. Lovely, lovely bloke. Love him to bits. Very polite.
Model material.
Very, very, very football knowledgeable. Very knowledgeable on football.
Sub the football.
He is... gorgeous. He looks like Jason Statham.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is he a tough guy, John?
Used to be. Used to play, yeah. Used to be a tough tackling defender, I believe, or
really?
CDM. Yeah.
He looks like he doesn't take any crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's so soft. Like, if you listen to his interview, he's really softly spoken. Lovely.
Mm.
But I think he's the kind of good cop, bad cop kind of guy. I reckon he's got a good cop in him, but you don't want to see bad cop.
He'll give you a roundhouse any day. Right, okay. Any day.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, he could. Yeah, he could drop me to the floor.
Answer. Me?
Yeah.
Personally?
Yes, you.
Flipping out. Okay. Well, I'll be nice.
And you go to the gym at least once a week.
That's outrageous. We won't go into that.
There you go. That was our Kevin Nicholson section.
Has he been on the pod?
No.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
It'd be great. He played for Torquay and stuff as well in his career, so yeah, but he's got right stories about playing against Exeter.
Yeah. That's amazing. I'm going to look at the league table.
Carlisle, the team directly below us.
Yes,
they have just been bought by very, very rich American owners.
Have they?
They've just spent a bomb on a new striker, Luke Armstrong.
No, the bastard farmer.
Yes, the bastard farmer from your streams. I think they're going to be a very tough opposition.
Exeter, game in hand to Carlisle. This is the game in hand, isn't it?
No.
Yeah, but this feels like this is it.
Yeah.
This is a way to get above them with a game in hand.
So is Luke Armstrong flying high in the League Two? He was.
No, he didn't play.
Oh.
He barely played. His deal fell through on the last day of the summer window to go to Wrexham. Wrexham were about to buy him and it fell through. Paperwork didn't go through. So then I don't know, don't quote me on this, but maybe threw a strop or didn't want to play or whatever. I don't think he's played very much this season.
But he's a player. He's good.
He's all right.
He's all right.
He's very good League Two striker, probably an okay League One striker. But saying that, he's probably score action against us on
Saturday. Have they bought someone else as well, John? I think I remember.
I think they've got someone on loan, Carlisle. Yeah, someone else on loan. So he played 103 times for Harrogate since he joined in 2021, which is not an awful lot. He scored 30 goals, 29 goals. How do I find out how much he played last season?
The bastard farmer.
Sock away. Here we go.
Harrison Neal. Carlisle United signed Harrison Neal.
But he's what's it called? They've just been taken over by very rich American owners. So he played 12 times this season. So it's actually not as little as I thought he had.
How many goals?
6.
It's not bad, is
it? It's one every other game, which is very good.
They bought someone else, Graham. That's 3 signings already in January.
Yeah.
God, just looking at the league table, this is flipping huge, isn't it?
That's the thing. If we should have won on against Reading.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not should have won, but could have won.
Can still go above them.
Yeah, but I don't know who they're playing.
Level on points.
Yeah, with the game in hand.
Oh my god!
You could go 19th. No, you couldn't. Yes, you could. You could go 19th. Out of the zone.
Yeah, I'm not worried about where we are at this particular moment. It's still like Alfie's favourite saying. There's still a lot of football to be played.
Imagine this: Luke Harris, Bryce.
Yeah, I think he'll almost certainly be starting. I'd be very surprised if he's not. They beat in their last game. They beat Port Vale. So Port Vale are nothing special. In fact, they needed a 93rd minute goal to do it as well.
Are you going to go, John?
I am. Yeah, I've just literally today got confirmation I'll be able to go. So
in the boardroom.
I hope so. Yeah.
Suit and tie.
I don't know. I really desperately need a new suit because I get a few pelters actually for my suit.
Why?
Just joking pelters, but like, wow, that's a brave suit.
It's busy. It's a busy suit.
It's a busy suit.
What's busy about it?
Picnic blanket.
Oh, it's one of those. Has it got squares?
Yeah.
Right.
Galore.
Squares galore.
I love it. I love it. But, you know, you've got to conform to society these days and they don't accept picnic
you
blanket
don't do,
suits.
You don't do
Stop
that.
Stop being a punk and get a normal suit.
No, not. I just thought, everybody has the same blue, like horribly, like just boring suits. Yeah. I think mine says, I talk to him, he stands up. What's he got to say for himself? If he's brave enough to wear that suit, he must have some brave opinions.
John, can we buy you a suit?
Oh.
Yeah, if you want
to. And you wear it to the boardroom?
Yeah. But let's not, I'm not wearing anything like, I'm not wearing a green suit for Plymouth or anything like that.
No, what?
What about if we buy you a suit, just so it's, you know, you conform, but it's got a little bit of something about it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's fine. I'll wear any suit so long as it's not
like
Plymouth green.
Pull the pocket down, it's like red velvet or something.
Yeah, nice
whatever, whatever you want. All I would say is, it's very hard to buy a suit online. I wouldn't want to. I wouldn't want you to spend your money, and it doesn't like fit.
Well,
me
we're pod from the suit shop.
Yeah.
Well, how are we all going to pod from the suit shop?
We'll travel
that's
down. Actually,
that's really hard to say. Suit shop.
But I'll travel.
But I won't be. This is my last 2 days at home for like a prolonged period of time.
Do you not want this suit, John? We're offering to buy you a bloody suit, mate.
Yeah, I'm saying go for it. But like, how is this logistically going to work?
Do you know, there's a great suit shop in Exeter where I got my blazer.
You got a blazer, did you?
For what? For what, David? Go on.
For the BAFTAs.
Okay.
There we
go. Okay.
It's a lovely... It's called Zebella. Valencia.
Oh, Zebella Bespoke, yeah. Good little brand.
So I went there and he checked out my body and said, I know the suit for you.
Did he have to measure you?
Yeah. And I got stressed.
Yeah, so I would get, that's quite intimate.
Oh, I was like a 13-year-old. Mm. How does that feel, sir? I don't know. Yeah, it's fine. I don't know. Like a brat.
So you're going to tailor me a suit?
No, I don't mind. So we go there, Zebel.
Okay. Tomorrow is then. See you there tomorrow.
This pod is an hour and 53 minutes long.
Fuck
that is not.
Oh, feels like it.
And the best bit, we're cutting out.